Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. I'm Brian McKellen. This show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Here's a quick reminder. You can listen to the ACB Braille form, e-form, or ACB reports at any time. Just dial 231-460-1061. Note that long-distance charges may apply. Now back to today's Speaking Out for the Blind show. This year's ACB Conference and Convention in Las Vegas has a new and exciting event. It's called ACB's Audio Description Project, or ADP Conference. The ADP Conference offers current FCC legislation and developments of audio description, as well as information on how to access and use the description. In addition, for those of you who have ambitions in the performing arts, this event is going to teach you how to become audio describers in the areas of movies, television, and the theater. Here to talk about the conference and event and the special workshop offered after the ACB conference is Joel Snyder. He's the director of ADP. You may remember when Joel came on the show and talked about audio description on television. Joel, welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind.
Thanks so much, Brian. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
It's a pleasure to hear you too. So let's first learn about your role right here at ACB's Audio Description Project. What's your role?
Well, I serve as the director of the Audio Description Project. It's an initiative that we started about 6 years ago, the brainchild of myself working with Chris Gray, who was then the president of the American Council of the Blind. I am actually the president of my own organization called Audio Description Associates, and ACB contracts with my company to run the Audio Description Project, and I serve as its director, but I have an ACB email address to help people get in touch with me and an ACB phone number and that sort of thing.
Let's now talk about the upcoming ADP conference. What inspired you to start this event?
Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be the third one that we're doing in July of 2014. We did a conference twice before under the auspice of this audio description project. And actually, there have been probably before that, four or five conferences, bringing together of people who do description, people who produce description, people who consume description. And I've been involved in all of those efforts. When we began the Audio Description Project, we felt, one of its features should be the gathering of all of those folks, all of those constituents, periodically, every other year, however it works out, and bring them together for discussion on various items affecting the world of description. And this year, we're doing it in three half days, essentially. We don't want to conflict with the morning plenary sessions. So it'll be held on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday afternoons, July 13th, 14th, and 15th.
How's the conference Speak Out for the Blind, who all want to learn about, become involved in, and use audio description?
Well, there you go. You know, I'm glad you mentioned it that way, Brian, actually, because this year we've got a kind of a special feature to the conference. We've got, from what I can tell already of people who have registered, a fair number of consumers of description, people who are blind, people who have low vision, coming to the conference because they want to contribute their voice. And I think that's fantastic. We wanted to see more involvement on the part of consumers. And what's special this year, and this was the brainchild, wish I could take credit for this idea, but I can't, Susan Glass, who's an ACB member out in California, she had the idea. She's on our audio description project committee of the ACB and the board, and she had the idea that we could get the attendees, the traditional attendees at the conference, who are people who are sighted, who are doing description, producing description, you know, since they're there at the ACB conference, you know, why don't we find a way to make sure that they connect more closely, more deeply with ACB members and with the proceedings? So she developed this idea of a mentorship program so that every person who registers for the ADP conference, they will, and we're speaking particularly of the folks who are cited, who are working in description, they're going to be paired with an ACB member, somebody who's there for the ACB conference, and we'll have a meet and greet type thing happening to these mentors. We've got over a dozen mentors already signed up. They'll all meet together at a little reception on that Sunday, early evening, July 13th. And then the idea is that each mentor and mentee, if you will take part in two activities together. Maybe they'll go to a plenary session. Maybe they'll go out for dinner. Maybe they'll go to a workshop of some sort. Maybe they'll go on over to the Flamingo. There's a whole little zoo type thing over there that is a wonderful exercise for describers and a wonderful place there. So those are just a few ideas. There are any number of things that one could do. And I think I've always believed this, that the best describers are oftentimes the folks who know the needs of the community of users, of consumers, most deeply. I think, and that goes beyond just sort of saying hi after a performance where you might meet some of the consumers who are listening to the description. I think it just will help a great deal to get to know the folks more deeply, get to know the folks who are using the description. So I think it's great. And I think what we're finding out from the people who've signed up to be mentors is that they're eager to meet and get to know the describers. So it's kind of a win-win, I think.
So you talked about the mentorship session a little bit. On a couple of the other sessions, the first and second, you're going to talk more about ADP and a little bit about ADP's website. Tell me about more about the organization and how that the resources on the site can help the blind access audio description.
Absolutely. Well, we like to think of the Audio Description Project as a one place where you can go to find out information about description in all its formats or genres: performing arts, museums and visual arts, visitor centers, media, DVDs, broadcast television, movies, all of that. So what we do at the ADP, a number of different initiatives, contests for young people who are blind, who write a review of a description. We give out awards annually for the top in various categories for the folks who are doing the best job of description and such. But I think the feature that we've had the most feedback on and has been most successful is the website itself, acb.org/ADP. And as I say, it is just, I think worldwide, it is the go-to place for information on description, particularly in the United States, of course. But we do have information on description happening internationally. Probably the most viewed page on the website is the DVD page. And what we've done there is, I think, an important service. We try to track every DVD that comes out and determine whether it has description or not, because how do you know, really, if you don't have access to the printed material in the jacket? And to be honest with you, it's rarely there. There's rarely an AD there that indicates description is available. So we track that. We make sure we know which DVDs coming out have description, and beyond that, actually, which version of the DVD, because some folks may not know that DVDs come out in a number of different versions, one that's on Netflix, one that's in Redbox, one that's for sale, etc. So we make sure that we've got the version that has description, and we point you directly to it. So when you click on the list there and you want to see this particular DVD, you click on that, it goes directly to an Amazon.com page where you can buy the DVD. Some of them you can probably download. And by the way, every time you do that, ACB gets a small percentage of the profit there. That's, you're supporting ACB every time you buy something via our ADP website. And that goes for refrigerators or anything, anything you buy. But we're focused on, we list all the DVDs that are available.
Nice. How about the streaming sites like Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube? Any of those?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's information about, not so much on YouTube in particular. YouTube, as you know, of course, is mostly individuals that are posting private videos. There's no requirement that those videos be captioned or described, but I will let your listeners know about a program called You Describe that I had a little part in developing through the Smith Kettlewell Eye Research Institute. It allows anybody to upload description that they create themselves for any video on YouTube, and then people can access that description in the cloud, thanks to the servers that the Smith Kettlewell people are using. So that's kind of a novel idea, trying to make more of what's on the web, even YouTube videos, accessible through the use of description.
Yeah, one of the special guests who helped develop that, Dr. Josh Mealy, is going to speak about how the blind can advocate for audio description.
How can our
listeners most effectively advocate for audio description through many media formats, film, TV, and the web?
Josh is just great. He's really the brains behind the You Describe program and actually the whole video description research and development center, which was funded for 2 years by the Department of Education. That was really Josh's brainchild, and was so helpful in bringing together describers and consumers around the country. So all credit goes to Josh Mealy for sure.
Some of our listeners may want to become audio describers though one day.
Sure.
The conference answers all those questions about current opportunities and how and where audio describers can become employed. I was wondering if you got some answers for our audience, and in what ways our listeners can speak out about the abilities to do the important jobs of describing TV, theater, movie, or dance shows.
Sure. That's a great question, Brian. And in fact, immediately following the Audio Description Project conference on the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the ACB conference, that's the 16th, 17th, and 18th of July, we will sponsor our sixth annual Audio Description Project Institute, AD Institute, the Audio Description Institute. And that's three very intensive days learning the ins and outs of producing description, being a skilled describer in all different formats and genres. And it is always fantastic to have people who are consumers of description, maybe low vision people, totally blind people. And let me tell you there, somebody who's totally blind, for instance, can be very valuable to the description process in three ways, really. One, as a consultant to some of these description programs, helping them understand what is good description, what's working, what's not working in the words and the voicing that the describers produce. So as a consultant, as a voicer, themselves. There's absolutely no reason why a person who's blind can't be a voice talent and actually voice the scripts that a describer has created. Sometimes that's through hard copy Braille or through a Braille display, or even I had my good friend Eddie Walker, who some of your listeners know in the D.C. area. He recorded the audio described tour of the White House, and we did that by actually my recording it and having Eddie listen to it through a headset and re-speaking, essentially. So when you tour the White House, you hear, you get taken around through the White House and have it described to you by a fella who's been blind for some 75 years or something like that. So as a voice talent, but also then finally as an audio editor, we're going to have with us at the conference Chris Snyder, no relation, but he's out of Arizona and California. He works regularly as an expert audio editor. You need people who can monitor the recording of the description. So there are three areas that folks can get involved with, and there are people with low vision also who do the creation of the description, who write the scripts, who are wordsmiths, if you will, and that's great to see as well.
Our next question comes from Chris Nussbaum of Maryland. He asks, in my experience, many staff members at movie theaters, which have audio description technology, do not know about the availability of such technology or how to set it up. Are there any plans from the ADP to train customer service staff about the use and availability of these devices? If so, what do they plan to do? Before you answer that question, Jim, let me give you a little story. So I used to do these entertainment listings for the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco as a volunteer. And when I called the theaters to get the audio description information, one of the theaters I called, it was a guy at the box office, and he didn't even know what I was talking about.
That's right.
And he asked, what's audio description? And I explained to him, it's the words that describe the movie for the blind. And then and then the guy went, oh. And there's that problem right there. I mean, how do you respond to this, Joel? And what do you think should be done?
That's a big, big issue. And actually, let me simply say that in my it's my fervent hope that we won't have to worry about that at all in the very near future, because the whole process of getting a headset, you're right, having the staff at the movie theater know what it's about. Listen, let's be honest, the staff at ushers at movie theaters probably have a higher turnover rate than just about any profession. So the movie theater is trying to train those people, trying to maintain the equipment. I'm working with and the ADP is looking at a process being developed in the UK that would allow folks to use their own smartphones and their own earbuds to access description. It would be, it's an app basically called Parlamo, and it would allow people, you download the app, and then via the app, you can download the description to any number of feature films, old films, new releases, and such. And you download the actual description track and turn it on, and your smartphone through this app actually listens to the film as it's being played. You can use it at your home with a DVD player and automatically gives you the description. In fact, if you're at home and you stop your DVD to go get a sandwich, it will pick up wherever you start the DVD again. Now, it's not generally available. There's a demo on the web right now. We're still awaiting a lot of discussion with the studios and such, but I think that's the way of the future, is that even in museums, perhaps, but certainly with television and DVDs in particular and movies, I think this is what's going to happen in the future. Even performing arts, where there's a recorded, where recorded description makes sense, I think this is the way things are going to go. You're going to have you can just do it all through your smartphone. More and more people are getting smartphones. I think we'll soon be at a place where smartphones are just like having a telephone, and like carrying around a tiny computer in your pocket, and using them as phones will be just only, you know, one small thing that the unit can do. It will be able to help in many, many different ways. And I think accessing description in the movie theater or at home for DVD, that's just going to be one of the things you can do.
I agree. And yeah, maybe some sort of, you know, little tiny thing in the orientation should maybe discuss those devices and the availability of the audio description a little bit, to help those customers, at least so they simply understand. Maybe not the complex stuff, but just in a just simple.
That's right. That's right.
And on the last day of the conference are the ACB ADP Awards. These aren't the Oscars, but what are some of the awards that are going to be given, and how do our listeners turn in the nominations?
Oh, sure. Well, that's a great question, and I would encourage your listeners to go to our website, acb.org/ADP, and there's information right there on how to do the award nomination process, and you could do it all right online. You don't have to fill out anything in paper or whatever, send it in, do it right online. And we are always looking for as many nominations as possible. We have achievement awards in the various genres, achievement awards for description and performing arts, in museums, in media, that sort of thing. We also have special awards like international activity. We give awards to folks who are doing fantastic things with description in other countries. And then we have the Margaret Van Steele Achievement Award for Research and Development, which there too, it goes to internationally or here in this country, of course. What are the best kinds of projects on the horizon that will really build up the availability of description, research and development? And then finally, there's the Barry Levine Memorial Career Achievement Award. And Barry was a recent president of what was Audio Description International and then became the Audio Description Project. And he passed away about, oh, 5-6 years ago, and it was a great loss for the audio description community. So we remember him with this award, and we try to find one person or one company that is just doing and has done wonderful things for description, and they become the recipients of our Career Achievement Award.
So when and where is the ADP Conference and Institute going to be held?
Well, there
and
you go.
How can our listeners sign up?
Oh, you bet. Well, again, the website is the place to go, acb.org/ADP, and it's easy to link from there to the registration forms that we have available. Once again, the Audio Description Project Conference comes first, and that's for the 3 afternoons on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. And there's a $175 fee, but that includes the $20 to register for ACB. And then following those 3 days on July 16, 17, and 18, the Wednesday through Friday, that's all day, every day, the Audio Description Institute. And that's a little more pricey. That's a $450 registration or tuition, really. All the folks who complete the 3 days successfully get a certificate indicating that. And we do have some folks signing up for both, and we have a reduced rate available of $550 if you're going to be with us the whole week, the whole 6 days. And we've got a number of folks already registered that way. Joel. And it's all in the Riviera, of course. It's all right there in the hotel.
And Joel? There,
yes, sir.
This event will provide important information on audio description, which may indeed inspire our listeners to work and enjoy this new and exciting world of audio description. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Before we go, let me give listeners a quick reminder. I welcome comments and suggestions on today's episode and past and future shows. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
Earn big money for your ACB affiliate. Just form a team and participate in the ACB Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk, taking place at our ACB National Conference and Convention. Your team can share up to 50% of the funds it raises with an affiliate of its choice. Or if you prefer to join as an individual and just raise money for ACB, you can certainly do that too. We want to encourage everyone to take part. You don't even have to attend the convention. You can be a virtual participant from home. It's easy. We'll tell you the secrets of how other members have raised thousands of dollars in our previous ACB walks. We provide everything you need to get started immediately. For more information and to register, go to our website at walk.acb.org or call Donna Brown at 304-822-4679. 304-822-4679.